A 10-day drill in the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Aden by Iran's Navy. The drill seeks to stretch Iran's naval presence through international waters, control and protect Iranian and foreign ships, counter piracy and terrorism, and improve the country's defense tactics. That, according to the commanders of Iran's Basij and the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps.
The main objective is to modernize Iran's defense system. The IRGC, just like other armed forces, has an important mission, which is protecting the Islamic Revolution. To this end, the traditional techniques are no longer applicable, because the Islamic Revolution is a progressive establishment that needs progressive and modern methods of protection, especially in these sensitive times.
Commander Jaafari was addressing an inauguration ceremony to appoint Brigadier General Mohsen Kazemeini as the new commander of IRGC division in Tehran. Brigadier General Kazemeini is the third commander of Muhammad Rasulullah force in Tehran in the past 3 decades. Also speaking to Press TV, Iran's Basij force commander said the naval drill is the first of its kind because it covers 2,000 kilometers. He also said the war games pose no threat to Iran's Persian Gulf neighbors.
It's not the first time that Iran stages war games. For the past 3 decades, these drills have showcased Iran's military capacity. These maneuvers are for peace and security and pose no threat to other nations. Iran favors regional security, and for this, there is no need for outside help.
Some 40% of the world's oil supply passes through the Strait of Hormuz. The commander of Basij force dismissed Western claims that Iran plans to close the Strait of Hormuz during the military exercises.
The U.S. was forced to withdraw its occupation troops from Iraq. The U.S. should also withdraw its troops from places such as Kuwait, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia before people take matters into their own hands and kick them out through the strait.
Iran launched a massive naval exercise on Saturday. The Navy is expected to employ new classes of submarines, drones, ground-to-sea missiles, and torpedoes during the 10-day maneuvers. Aman Odri, Press TV, Tehran.